Do you know what? I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the process. I really enjoyed meeting loads of people and getting out and seeing everybody and listening to what really people need on the doors, which is fantastic. And, you know, I'm really proud of my campaign. I did really well, considering I don't have a granny in the graveyard. So I think, you know, when I starting from a zero base of voters, I think I did very well. And I ran a positive campaign and a campaign I'm really proud of. I didn't compromise on posters, even though people will say maybe that was why I didn't get elected. But look, it is what it is. And I really enjoyed it. And I thought it was great. Yeah.
And obviously one of the big topical issues at the minute are the representation of women on the councils. And just on a personal level, what do you kind of put that down to? How do you see it in your own eyes?
Look, it's all about proportionate representation. And I do believe that we should have a lot more women in. We're 50% of the population. But we also have to look at diversity just as a whole in our county councils and to make sure that they represent people within our society. Women is just one element of it. We're only talking about two genders here. And the thing about that is that, you know, there are a lot more barriers for women. It is seen to be more difficult because there's the caring in the background. So the challenges there are somewhat larger than what men face. But also women need to be or feel that they're almost overqualified for a position before they'll go forward for it. Whereas some men will just put their name up because, oh, their father did it or it's in the family or whatever else, whether or not they are qualified to do the job. So, you know, that is also an issue. You know, average men will go forward, but you need exceptional women who put their name forward, and that's it.